USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Alleged corruption by President Biden continues to be investigated by the House Oversight Committee. Chair James Comer issued four subpoenas and four interview requests yesterday. The move comes one day after the House Oversight Committee subpoenaed Hunter Biden, the president's brother James Biden, and several Biden family members. Comer on Fox News last night says bank records show roughly $30 million from foreign nationals went to the Bidens' offshore accounts without any form of earning the money.
Not a thing. Absolutely nothing. All we know is that the Bidens received millions and millions of dollars from foreign nationals and from oligarchs. We know a lot about why he got $3.5 million from Russia. We haven't talked about that yet. And we're learning every day more about the millions of dollars they took in from China.
The Internal Revenue Service has revealed new income tax brackets for 2024. Income thresholds have been elevated to each bracket applying to tax year 2024, so not this year. The top rate of 37% will apply to taxable income just over $609,000 and married couples filing jointly over $731,000. Standard deductions will also rise in 2024, up to $2,000 for married couples who file jointly and about $800 for single folks doing their taxes next year. Robert De Niro's production company has been found liable for gender discrimination. A jury yesterday ordered De Niro's Canal Productions to pay $1.3 million to Graham Chase Robinson, his former assistant. She also accused him of unwanted physical contact and of retaliating by not paying her severance. The New York jury found De Niro was not personally liable for the abuse. USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is not looking to conquer Gaza at the end of the war between Israel and the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas. In a Fox interview, Netanyahu said Israel is not looking to govern Gaza and will have to find a civilian government that will lead their people. A cyber attack has forced the world's largest bank to trade using a USB thumb drive. The New York office of the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China was hit with a ransomware attack yesterday. Hackers got into their system and made it unable to clear U.S. Treasury trades. The bank had to use messengers carrying USB drives to complete transactions. Still with no word on an endorsement this presidential election cycle, President Biden is spending more time with the United Auto Workers in Illinois yesterday.
President Biden is commending the reopening of a Stellantis plant as a crucial component of the fresh labor agreement between automakers and the United Auto Workers Union. Speaking with union workers in Belvedere, Illinois, Biden referred to it as a momentous achievement.
You guys sacrificed to save the automobile industry. Yes. And now the auto companies were doing incredibly well. So auto workers should be doing incredibly well as well.
He lauded the historic UAW contract negotiated with the three major automakers. The new deal encompasses substantial wage hikes and robust job safeguards. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.